Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Monday, September 23rd. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, 19-year-old Asher James charged with the murder of Kenny George. From the region, St. Lucian to defend multi-million dollar inheritance. And internationally, Kenyan forces clearing complex and ending siege. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of J. Astafan and Company Limited, Belfast Estate, Quartz Dominica and First Domestic. Details coming up.
It was a little money, and the crew ready for jamming, something missing out. The red cap we had, they just run out, so me and I all party, and the time we party. What that we drinking? Red cap. Mixing with anything? Red cap. Bartender pass me a red cap. Then pass another flask of red cap. Party, and the time we party. What that we drinking? Red cap. Mixing with anything? Red cap. In a the rum and the party. Red cap rum, the spirit of celebration. Enjoy it, but don't abuse it. Red cap.
Get ready for the season with Free Quartz Cash. Shop now and get 15% of the value of your purchase in Quartz Cash to shop even more. With the widest range of furniture, appliances, and electronics at the best prices guaranteed. You are sure to find what you need for the season. But hurry, this offer is available at Quartz only from Monday 23rd to Thursday 26th September. Get 15% off your purchase in Free Quartz Cash. Only at Quartz. Offer applies to credit purchases 24 months and over. Quartz, bringing value home.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. A third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Way. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going.
Estefans is sending this message of savings and more savings to all wholesalers, bar owners, hotel owners, shop owners, promoters, town council, village feast organizers, and party organizers. For the month of September, any wholesale purchase of the following products will receive special pricing at Estefans. Island Pride Chicken Noodle Soup, Fiesta Vienna Sausage, Three Plumes Matches, Old Tom Chin, Sunshine Cereal, Complete Sunburst Line. Savings and more savings at Estefans for all wholesale customers in September. Ask the fans. Right place, right price. Terms and conditions apply.
A three-day national e-learning symposium to highlight the benefits of information communication technology, ICT, in education has commenced here today. The symposium, which is being hosted by the Ministry of Information in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, is taking place at the Fort Yong Hotel. Co-founder and Chief Operating Officer of Canada-based Scholar Labs, Dr. Laurel John-Baptiste, is on island to assist with the symposium. Speaking at the launch of the event this morning, Information Minister Ambrose George says Dominica has the potential to become the ICT center for the Caribbean.
Dominica has the potential to become the ICT center for the Caribbean should we decide to educate our young minds and ensure that every child has access to the necessary educational and ICT tools to enable him or her to succeed. ICTs must be used as the enabling tool to ensure educational success, and thus we must vigorously pursue the learning and the teaching of ICT and its related subjects in every school and educational institution in Dominica, taking advantage of the benefits derived from the telecommunications liberalization process which Dominica has pioneered.
Meantime, Education Minister Peter Seja says teachers on island need to explore creative ways to incorporate e-learning into the classrooms.
We must respond to the new reality that both the context in which schools operate and the purpose of education are undergoing drastic change because of rapid technological advances. Our focus here in Dominica, therefore, is on getting students to develop skills for life in an increasingly technological world.
The National Youth Council says it is taking steps to address child pornography on island. Youth activist Delroy Williams says the increase in publishing and distribution of pornographic material is of great concern to the council. He says the NYC has recognized the seriousness of the issue and is working together with the youth to bring about much-needed change. Williams believes that young people are the best agents for change among their peers, and he says that is the method being used by the NYC.
We are taking steps to address it, not only in terms of making statements in the media, but doing something concrete on the ground with young people, using young people as change agents, using young people to speak to their peers and to basically display characteristics that are strong in terms of their own personal development, but also contributing towards Dominica's social development as well. We recognize that young persons can be the best agents for change among their peers, so that's the route we intend to go as it relates to child pornography and editing and raising awareness.
A 19-year-old Wharton Waven man has been charged with murder. Asher James was charged with the murder of 21-year-old Kenny George of Wharton Waven when he appeared before a Roseau magistrate on Monday. James was allegedly involved in an altercation with George in Wharton Waven on Friday evening, which resulted in the death of George. James is expected to reappear in court on November 7, 2013. He's being represented by attorney-at-law Geoffrey Later. With about 4 youth centers set up around the island, the Youth Development Division is concerned that some young people still refuse to take advantage of the many programs offered by these centers. Youth Development Officer Julian Parker told Q95 News that in some cases, the youth officers go out personally and look for these young people to enroll them in activities. According to him, many youth receive little or no encouragement from their parents or peers, and the division is instrumental in motivating them to pursue a skill to better themselves.
Some, yes, we have centers, and there are still some of them who will not come. For whatever reason, somebody will tell you, I'm not yet ready, I'm not interested, because they are not able to make up their minds about what they want to do. And sometimes that process takes a little time, but we do not forget them. We still keep their information, we still keep their names and their number, so that by the time they are ready, that we are ready to move with them. And we have those issues happening all around Dominica and all around the world. There will be young people who are not able to make up their mind yet. Or maybe they know what they want to do, but they just don't feel that they are ready to do it. And sometimes, you know, decision-making can take some time. Some people are quicker at making decisions and some are slower. But the fact of the matter is, youth division is on top of the issue.
Youth enterprise centers are currently located in the communities of Casa Bruce, Grand Bay, Roseau, and Wesley. Public Works Minister Raymond Blackmore says all main roads across the country are expected to benefit from the government's national street lighting project. The project will involve the installation of 4,851 solar street lights across the country at an estimated cost of $34 million. The Public Works Minister says this project is part of government's thrust in embracing renewable energy around the island.
It's a project that's taken into consideration all our roads in Dominica, all our main roads. That is to say, the Iwo, Libna Highway, from Roseau all the way down into Tartan, City of Sufria, Scottsdale, Grand Bay Coast, Dubik, Stowe, Kinefield to Pokasi, Pokasi to Bajab, Bajab to Rosalie, Bajab to Casabros, Tukari to Capuchin, Thibault, Vickers, Penville, Geneva, Fonsenshan, Delices. We're doing that when one takes into consideration what we're doing in geothermal and looking at the whole the government and the country's effort in really pushing forward our efforts in renewable energy. So we are further adding to our portfolio in renewable when we embark on a comprehensive national street lighting, talking about solar lights, that we are going to be installing nationally.
The project is aimed at enhancing security and safety on the island's roads. Education Minister Peter Seja says Dominica is well on its way to achieving at least one university graduate per household by 2015. Seja says this goal, which may have been seen as impossible when it was first announced by the government a few years ago, will eventually be met. He says the main contributors to this success are the Dominica State College, government scholarship programs, and assistant programs for higher education.
We are aspiring to have, and we are well on our way to achieving, one college university graduate per household in the Commonwealth of Dominica. This, my friends, can be achieved, or will be achieved, through our scholarship programs, through the government's assistance program for higher education, and of course, Dr. Peters, very importantly, through the Dominica State College. In fact, the Dominica State College has fast become the most important institution in the Commonwealth of Dominica.
From the region, a St. Lucian who inherited a £20 million estate in the south of the island after the death of his British boss is gearing up to defend his inheritance in the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court next week. The Mail Online reports that the late Lord Glenconner's manservant, Kent Adone, 51, is being challenged in the courts by Glenconner's 19-year-old grandson, who, along with other members of the family, believe his grandfather, who was 83 when he died, was not entirely in a correct frame of mind when he left his estate on the island to his devoted man Friday. It is reported that Adone will spare no expense and effort and has hired a top lawyer, Michelle Desiro, the daughter of St. Lucia's Prime Minister Kenny Anthony. Adone is reported to have been gathering as much evidence as he can show that his boss was entirely of sound mind when he changed his will a few months before his death and that ill health had not impaired his mental processes. Glenconner gave him his properties and land on St. Lucia because he had worked for him for 30 years and because he was the person who was always there for him. And internationally, Kenyan security forces say they are in the final stages of clearing the Westgate shopping complex in Nairobi and ending the deadly three-day siege. Explosions and heavy gunfire were reported earlier as soldiers stormed the mall where suspected Al-Shabaab militants are thought to be holed up. The Kenya Defense Forces said three terrorists had been killed and all escape routes sealed off. Flames and thick smoke continued to rise from the complex as darkness fell. The KDF said the fire had been started by terrorists to distract the ongoing operation and that the blaze was being managed by firefighters. The official death toll stands at 62 and more than 170 have been injured. There are fears the death toll will rise further. British Defence Secretary Philip Hammond said that his best estimate was that six Britons had been killed. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. 19-year-old Asher James charged with murder of Kenny George. From the region, St. Lucian to defend multi-million dollar inheritance. And internationally, Kenyan forces clearing complex and ending siege. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of J. Astafan & Company Limited, Belfast Estate, Quartz Dominica and Perky's Pizza. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakeisha Labasir, wishing you a pleasant evening.